Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
Great show for you today. A lot of NBA to get into. Great series still underway. Will history not only repeat itself, but will it take it even further? And something we've never seen before happen in the NBA. Maybe we got to keep an eye on that one. But there's so much to talk about. Rob and I's pick, the Nets are done, toast. We knew it yesterday at this time, but it was official as we were getting off the air. So we will do our Nets post-mortem as well. And so much to get into, going to be a lot of fun. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening. All right, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you on this Trash Talking Tuesday?
That's right. You sound like you ready to try. You ready to hear some trash talk and do some trash talking?
No doubt. No doubt. Today on Deadspin, I trashed the Cincinnati Reds, Chris.
Okay.
Because they made fans, or tried to make fans, who were wearing paper bags over their heads, tried to get them to take them off. They were doing like a live interview, and an official came over and goes, "Can you take those bags off your head?" No! The Reds had lost 11 in a row, Chris. You know they traded, got rid of all their good players. So no, fans have a right to wear paper bags. Yep. Chris is from Louisiana, maybe, or one of those states. You remember the Aints, Chris, when the Saints were terrible?
Yep,
people used to wear paper bags. Are they hurting anybody? No. Let them wear paper bags if they want.
Rob, I wore a paper bag on national television yesterday.
Did you?
On
you
our show,
bag?
First Things First. And when I was talking, I was asked, am I done with the Nets? Have I given up on them, or do I think they could come back from that 3-0 deficit? And when the camera came on me, I had a paper bag over my head.
You know, hey.
I said, "Does this answer your question?"
It sounds like one of my girlfriends in high school. She was a two-bagger, a bag over my head and a bag over her head, just in case the bag on her head fell off. I'm just saying. Everything's not funny.
Don't use that one, Rob. Don't use that one.
Alex, you heard that before, no?
I have, actually.
Yeah, just in case.
Rob,
a lot
recycling.
Of Rob's
Come
jokes.
On.
Right. You've heard, Rob, Alex didn't want to tell you this, but he's heard all your jokes before.
I have.
Is that right?
Well, whether it's from you or somebody else.
Or it was from somebody's dad, right, Alex?
Yes,
is that it?
Actually.
All right, I wish I could hear TNT because Barkley's talking about he and Kevin Durant going at it. Of course, we'll get into that later. But, Rob, you saw Barkley said Durant was not the bus driver in Golden State. And, you know, meaning the guy that drove, you know, led the way to the championship. And Durant posted on Instagram photos of Barkley with Olajuwon and Drexler, Olajuwon and Pippen, Dr. J and Moses. So it was good. They went back and forth, but hopefully it'll all be in good natured fun. But we'll get into that and much more. We got Ephraim Salaam joining us at the bottom of the hour, and Shekel City to wrap up this hour. And, of course, you, in the third hour of the show, you can do your trash talking thing. Get 30 or 40 seconds, trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. We got super producer Rob G in the house. We got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, in the house. And we got the loquacious Mr. Brian Finley in the house. All right, Rob, let's get to this. The Nets, of course, go down, get swept. I'm not even going to say they go down swinging. They just go down. 4-0, first round. Kevin Durant, who had a horrible series in the first three games. He does score 39 points last night, but he shot 13 for 31 and, you know, missed a big free throw at the end of the game with 22 seconds left. Maybe they wouldn't have won it anyway. But it was a big free throw.
But it was indicative of his series. You know what I mean? Like, it was almost fitting that he didn't make it.
Yeah, yeah. And so the question I want to throw at you, Rob, a lot of people talking about this. Do you think this loss has any impact on Kevin Durant's legacy?
No. I think today it does because we don't know what the future holds. But I don't think so. I mean, you could go in a lot of players' career when LeBron and the Miami – after they lost that, I mean, LeBron, when they lost to Jason Terry and the Dallas Mavericks, it was the end of the world. Oh, my God. LeBron, how is he ever going to come back from that? Easy. He won two championships in Miami. He came back. So, yes, today, for today's narrative, Chris, and until he gets another opportunity, it'll be there. You can't run from it. You can't duck it. It's there. But it doesn't mean it's going to define him because he has years. Now, if he's retiring, I guess, you know, some people could hold it against him, but he did win a couple of championships. He was finals MVP twice. He put up good numbers. It's not like he's never had any big games in the playoffs or made big shots or anything like that to say he never was able to do it. So I don't think it's as dire as people make it. I remember 2 years ago when the Clippers had the embarrassing choke job against Denver, right?
Yep. Yep.
Up 3-1, and it was a choke job. Kawhi was terrible. Remember in Game 7, Chris? Terrible.
Yep.
Paul George, absolutely god-awful. I mean, how will they come back from that? And the next year, without Doc Rivers was the one who got fired, somehow they came back, and they went to the Western Conference Finals. Even though Kawhi didn't even play. But I'm saying Paul George was a part of the debacle, and that team somehow was able to right itself. No one's talking about, what was it? What were they calling Paul George?
Pandemic P.
Pandemic P. Like, that went away because he played well, and people remember the last thing you do. So if we're talking about today, Chris, absolutely. If we're talking about 6 years from now and he gets to win again, or whatever, wins an MVP or whatever it might be, or has some big shots or big moments, then no, that'll be a footnote in a terrible series that he once had, but it will not define him. I think it's prisoner of the moment, and I get it. It was awful. So it's hard for people just to ignore it and write it off.
Well, it won't define him no matter what, because Kevin Durant has had a terrific career. This is one series. And believe it or not, Rob, this is the first time Kevin Durant's ever been swept. And being swept in the playoffs, all the youngins out there, being swept in the playoffs, yeah, it hurts. Yeah, that day, that week, you get dissed. But that doesn't ruin a legacy, because virtually everyone has been swept. Virtually.
Yep. Just about.
Michael Jordan was swept more than once. LeBron James has been swept more than once. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was swept in the heart of his prime by Bill Walton, another center. Kareem and Magic were swept together. Shaq, Rob, guess how many times Shaq was swept from the playoffs?
I'd say 3 times.
6.
Oh, wow. I did not know.
6.
Early on, it was bad, right?
Some of them with Kobe.
So
some of them with Kobe.
But see,
so
Chris,
my point is, being swept. It doesn't ruin a legacy by any stretch. And it's actually impressive that Durant hasn't been swept. You know, the first time he was swept was in his 14th year. But here's what I will say, Rob, and you kind of touched on it a little. In the moment, it does impact the way people view you. And the way you erase it is you come back from it. Magic Johnson, you mentioned a few of them.
LeBron, right?
LeBron in 2011 was getting destroyed. And how'd he get rid of it? He came back and won the next 2 championships.
Yep.
Magic Johnson. Magic had already won 2 titles. Magic had one of the greatest performances in NBA history as a rookie to win the championship in 1980. 42 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists with Kareem out. And when they got swept in 83 by the Sixers, and then in 1984 against the Celtics, Magic was horrible. I mean, the best point guard ever dribbled out the clock, had some crazy turnovers late in the games. It was bad. And he was being ridiculed as Tragic Johnson. Rob, they were saying he's too happy. He's always smiling.
Right, smiling. Right? And, he don't have
a killer gene, right?
When the going gets rough, he can't handle it.
That's what they were literally saying.
He's too busy kissing Isaiah. You know what I mean?
Well, this was before that.
I know, but you know what I'm saying.
But how did he overcome it, Rob? He ended up winning 3 more championships. And my point is that the one thing I think is this changes the way we need to talk about Kevin Durant, in my
opinion. I agree with that until further notice.
Yeah,
I think
now
that's
if he's
fair.
Right.
Until further notice, though. But it ain't like he's off the charts and we don't consider him a great player.
Well, he's a top 20 player. Right. He's a top 20 player. But I do think his cape, Superman cape, to a degree, has been removed. Because there was this feeling of he's just absolutely unguardable. I said it myself. Like, literally, he's a seven-footer with handle and Jay. How in the world can you stop him? And we saw Jason Tatum stop him. We saw Grant Williams stop him. We saw physical defense stop him and actually shake him up. And so I think his cape's been removed a bit. I think, Rob, I think people need to stop saying he's the best player in the world. I think Giannis is the best player in the world. And I think it's fairly clear. Not that Durant's not great and up there. It ain't even until further notice to me. I mean, yeah, anything can happen. Maybe Giannis falls on his face the next 2 years.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Into all this. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, if Kyrie Irving wins the next 3 championships, we'll be talking differently about him. Of course we will.
No, I know. But I'm just
saying.
My point is that you got to be careful when you try to bury people after things don't work out. It doesn't mean that it's over or you can't rebound or win. That's all I'm saying, Chris. And gave the example.
And I'm not. That's all. Nobody's
you're not
burying,
saying that.
At least I'm not burying.
No, but yeah. I know people are. Oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay. You could say that today. And I just think you need to be careful because we gave you plenty of examples. When LeBron
but
got
what
crushed
I'm saying,
by the
I
Dallas
don't think
Mavericks,
he's the best player in the world.
Okay, yeah.
Regardless of whether he wins next year. He doesn't play the defense of Giannis. He doesn't rebound like Giannis. He can't go in the post like Giannis. I mean, Giannis scored. Giannis don't have the bag that KD has, but he scores as much as more efficiently. So that's all I'm saying. I think we need to stop with that, in my view. And also, Rob, you've heard some people say best scorer of all time. Stop it. He's not. He's not the best scorer of all time. Put some respect on Michael Jordan's name. I mean, obviously, there's plenty of respect on MJ's name. But I'm just saying, Kevin Durant ain't the best scorer ever. And if he was the best scorer, why didn't he take little Jason Tatum, little by Durant standards, into the post? Okay, he's guarding me well on the perimeter. He's got a hand in my face. He's blocked my jumper a few times. I'm going to take him in the post. He didn't do it. So I don't want to hear that. So I think it does change a bit the way we think of Durant. And you're right, Rob. If he comes back, to me, he's got one thing to prove. Or one last thing. He's got his 2 rings. But I want to see him. I think for me, the question for him is, can he lead his own team to a championship? A lot of people feel like that's why he went to Brooklyn. Can he lead his own team? And so far, it hasn't happened. He hasn't even led them past the conference finals. Or into the conference finals, I should say. And so I just think it changes a little bit of the way we talk about him, think about him. But obviously, still a top 20 player of all time. No question about that. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. Does the sweep, does the broom, does Kevin Durant being definitively outplayed by Jason Tatum in this Boston series with the Nets change his legacy? We want to hear from you, 877-996-6369. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
All right, you are tuned into the iCouple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination, offering free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. All right, 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Did being broomed affect Durant's legacy?
All right, let's kick it off, Chris. with Zach in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on this Trash Talking Tuesday. What up, Zach?
Rob, Chris, man, I miss you guys, man. How you guys doing?
We're great.
We're good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well. And, Rob, man, I got to give you props, man. I think the Texas you had these last few weeks improved greatly, man. So I'm really in your corner right now. But to answer the question,
improved greatly. Was he struggling for the first 4 years of the
show? What was I struggling? What?
No, but what I wanted to say was
you used to be pedestrian, Rob, but you've improved greatly.
No, Rob has always been great, man. But I've been feeling his takes lately, man. He's been speaking to my soul. I appreciate it,
my man. I appreciate that, Zach. Go ahead.
We just messing.
You know, it's love, but I don't think it affects his narrative. I think we're all prisoners of the moment right now. Kobe Bryant's had bad series. LeBron James has had bad series, and it didn't really affect their greatness. So I don't think this one series is going to affect his greatness, because we can't forget the fact that Kevin Durant was wowing us against the Bucks last playoffs with his scoring ability. So I just think this is just a bad series for him. It was a bad matchup, and without having the help that he deserved, it just was a tough out for him.
All right.
Yep.
There you go.
That's fair. Appreciate it, Zach and Phoenix. You know we appreciate your support. Let's go to Tyler in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tyler?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up,
you,
man?
That's a shout-out to Mark from Sacramento.
I know it is, because he used gentlemen. I thought of Mark right away. What's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on, gentlemen?
First, I wanted to say that, you guys got me through a lot of tough times. You know, I'm in the service, and I recently came back from Africa. Missed my daughter, my first child's birth out there serving the country. So, you know, you guys do a lot of good things out of here. And not
thank you, man.
We appreciate that. What's your daughter's name?
Were you listening over? You weren't listening over in Africa, were you?
So I would catch you guys like the day after, because if I could potentially get some type of Wi-Fi, you know, I just would always tune in on the Spotify afterwards. So I never missed
that. We appreciate that, man. We appreciate and we appreciate your service.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure. Y'all are really the ones that serving out here, man, because y'all keep it 100, 24/7 every time I listen to you guys. You guys are like these Rudy Poot radio stations talking about all this.
When Chris and I came together, we said we weren't doing that kind of show. We talked about it. We're going to keep it real whether people like it or not, and that's where we are 4 years later. So we appreciate that. Go ahead. What's your comment?
No doubt. No, so I just kind of agree with the caller previously, you know. I think it's the cliche thing to do, obviously, kind of like that Monday morning quarterback syndrome, where it's kind of like a temporary black eye. You know, everybody looks at it, and that's recency bias. It's what we saw literally last night, not even 24 hours removed. And I don't think it's going to affect his legacy. We've seen what this guy can do when the stage is the brightest, and he delivers. Now, whether people want to hate on him for going to Golden State, that's neither here nor there. But at the end of the day, he delivered before when it mattered, and I think we'll see him do it again.
There you go, Tyler. Appreciate the call.
All right.
And I think we hear his daughter in the background right there.
Yes.
Sound like
yes.
It. All right. Let's squeeze one more in, Chris. Andre in Massachusetts. In Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Yes, 100%. His legacy has been changed. And Kevin Durant is in his feelings right now. He's on social media talking about who was driving the bus and who's been riding the bus. And the fact of the matter is, it's a clear and it's definitive right now. Giannis, as the bus driver last year, brought a championship to Milwaukee. And for everybody to see this year, Kevin Durant, who in my opinion, backed the wrong horse as his running mate, wasn't able to get out of the first round. So listen, if we want to start talking this all-time G14 classification status, Kevin Durant is not in the top 10 anymore, okay, because he hasn't been able to lead, like the other all-time greats, his squad to the promised land. Not that he can't, but he hasn't yet. I think this generation, with all the fame, adulations, social AAU fame, they think because they've done one thing, they've done everything. And you haven't. You have to actually get to the mountaintop, KD, and you're not there yet. You can get there, but until then, you're on the back of the bus.
Yeah, and I don't think – I'm not sure KD can lead his own team. I mean, he's had plenty of – he's had 11 years to lead his own team and hadn't done it once to a championship. So I don't know that we can say – he's obviously a tremendous player. I never had him in my top 10. So I don't have – you know, obviously don't have him in there now. But, you know, he's got time to redeem himself. I think, though, we want to see him do it. And so
We got Ephraim Salaam coming up. We'll talk NFL and NBA with him. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest got his own theme music. That's right, up in the Bay Area. West Coast, former NFL offensive lineman. Now a star here at Fox Sports Radio. Weekend host, our man, Ephraim Salaam.
Ephraim. What's happening?
What's up, brother? Let's get right to it. We're getting to you a little late. We were just talking, Rob and I, about whether or not getting swept in the fashion he did has impacted Kevin Durant's legacy. You probably have heard a lot of people talking about today. What's your view on that, Ephraim?
Well, his legacy is his legacy, right? He's been an MVP. He's won some championships. He's been Finals MVP twice. So his legacy is we get so caught up in, like, you can't take anything, any of those away, right? Unless there's some big cheating scandal that comes up that strips him of his titles. Then his legacy is going to be his legacy, right? We don't hold Jordan's Wizards against him. He's still the greatest basketball player to ever play. You know, so we got to keep that in context. I'm just disappointed in the lack of team, the lack of fight that the Brooklyn Nets brought to the playoffs.
Yeah, I feel you. Feel you. And they didn't seem too hurt afterwards. They seemed relieved that it was over.
Yeah, it was a lot of celebrating, a lot of laughing and slapping five and hugging and good job, y'all. Way to whoop our butts.
Like, right. I thought Marcus Smart was sunning Kyrie at the end. He was like giving Kyrie advice. I'm like, yo, Kyrie, this was your backup.
That's AAU basketball, man. Everybody's friendly. Everybody's cool. That's where we are today. Let me ask you real quick before we get to some football as well about James Harden and the 76ers. And we know Doc Rivers' history of late in the postseason. He's never choked down a 3-0 lead. There's a lot of 3-1s.
this would be incredible.
How important is this for Harden and for and Doc?
Well, it is extremely important. One thing you can't do is combine a coach who struggles in playoff series with a player who doesn't show up in playoff series.
When you have
those two things on the same team, that's not a good look. And you know, Joel Embiid is trying to abuse cold and say what he can say for James Harden to rekindle some of that MVP type of basketball. I just think he's out of shape. I think he's unmotivated.
How can he be unmotivated? You know what I mean?
Look, we've seen James Harden in the playoffs completely disappear.
Right.
What other than unmotivated is that? Like, he's got all the skill in the world. Remember, there was an argument about him being the best scorer of the basketball in the history of the game. Now, all of a sudden, in the playoffs, he can't score the basketball. Like, those two things don't go together. So it has to be something, right?
Well, I think it's a bit of fear. Fear of the big moment, you know, gets tight. And that's why, if Philly doesn't win game six, man, I think the dudes in the Sixers locker room, including Embiid, because I know Embiid hit that three the other night, but he hadn't been awesome in the clutch either. He hadn't been Harden, but
no.
I think that, and maybe Doc, Rob. He might be tight. I think they're going to be tight.
I agree.
Up in that Sixers locker room.
Especially when people start talking about the history, Ephraim. Yep. You know, you can't get away from that if you're Doc Rivers. You just can't.
No, you can't. And the only way to change history is to change your future. And it looks like they're on the verge of another collapse. We look at what happened last year with the Sixers, and everybody blamed Ben Simmons and he's not going to do this. And Ben Simmons, that's a whole other situation. But now you got the guy you want. You got James Harden. You got all these pieces. And you still are on the verge of giving up a tremendous lead and finding yourselves in the same situation you've been the last few years. It's got to be just nerve-wracking.
Ephraim, you brought up – I'm sorry, Rod. You brought up Ben Simmons.
And you know, the story came out today that there is, you know, his back injury is related to mental stress. And, you know, we know that injuries can be caused by that. If you're in mental anguish, mental stress. Have you seen, you know, in your career in the NFL or even just playing college ball, whatever it might have been, have you seen this before? And are you concerned about his future? Because this seems to be mental for him.
Yeah, I've never seen this before. And yes, I am concerned. I mean, when you talk about the amount of money players make and the things that they have to go through to get themselves to this point, look, mental health, I get it. I understand it. We're really addressing it because, you know, the pandemic, all of these things have taken a toll on people. I understand that. I am not being unsympathetic to what's going on. But what I'm saying is you can't make $50 million and not want to do the job they're paying you for. Right? I'm going to come out. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. If it's not working, I got to go sit down. But I'm not going to show up in alligator jackets with, you know, 150.
He'd be looking good.
$200,000 worth of jewelry. I'm not going to do that.
Looking good.
But let me ask you this though. I mean, I think sometimes we need to stop pushing people out on the court that shouldn't be there. And I'll give you the example, Ephraim. People shamed Anthony Davis, who was injured, to get out on the court for 5 minutes because Charles Barkley called him street clothes. And he went out and could have done some serious damage. I don't know how the Laker doctors, cleared him to play. He was obviously hurt from the starting horn of the game. Am I right? I mean, that was...
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But do you know the difference is Ben Simmons hasn't played basketball in 11 months.
No, I get that. I'm just saying.
It's been 11 months. First of all, we can't placate him. We can't make excuses for him. It's been 11 months. Why isn't he in shape? Why hasn't his mental been taken care of? Why isn't his back better? It's been 11 months of no basketball and therapy and relaxation. It's not the same thing of a player who's been injured during the actual season trying to come back.
Hey, last thing, because we're running out of time, the NFL draft is Thursday. How closely do you follow the draft? And, it feels like it doesn't have the electricity of normal drafts because we don't have any, like, high-profile quarterbacks. Where are you on this draft? And is there somebody maybe you've peeped or heard about somebody that we should pay attention to?
I love the draft. That changed my life, even though it was at the end of the draft when I got drafted. But it's still
a wait a minute. Were you Mr. Irrelevant? Were you the last guy?
No, I was close. I was 199, the original 199.
Really? Wow.
But yeah, I was. Yeah. But, 13 years later and 159 games later. But, you know, that's a whole other story.
Hey, you made a career out of it.
Right.
Ain't no doubt about it.
That's actually impressive.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because I'm a ball player and I'm an athlete. And I don't care where you get drafted. My take on the draft is, look, it's going to change a lot of people's lives. Some lives are going to be changed on Thursday, and some lives are going to be changed in a couple years. It took me a couple years for me to really get to that amount of money to where I changed everybody's life. Either way, when you get this opportunity, cherish it, take it, and take it serious, all right? Don't let this slip through your hands, because there'll never be another time in your life where you have this much promise and this much ability to generate generational wealth at such a young age.
I feel you. Right. Words well spoken. All right, Ephraim Salam, that's our man. Great job, brother.
Thank you, brother. Y'all stay safe.
Yep. Peace. The Phoenix Suns are seeing now how the other half lives. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
All right, we extra fly up in here in the Fox Sports Radio studios. I'm extra, extra fly, and Rob is fly. Not extra, but fly. And you, if you are a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, soon to be sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, and bad night last night. Wow. 1 out of 2. Be quiet, Chris. Just pay attention.
One and two. Just correct
last night. Thank you for correcting that. And let's go. My best bet is the Hawks plus 4.5. And what is it, Chris? Who is it? Butler and Lowry both out for the Hawks.
Well, Lowry's been out. Remember, he's been out for a few games. And Butler's out with a knee. Right. Knee injury, I don't know how serious it is. He's been playing great, but obviously if this is something that lingers, they're going to have trouble.
Yeah.
But they got an easier side of the bracket, you know?
There's no
Philly and Toronto, yeah.
So I have the Hawks plus 4.5 tonight in Miami, Chris. Also, I'm taking the Grizzlies. I like the Grizzlies a lot, -6.5. I know they lost that nail-biter close one to tie the series in Minneapolis.
What a series, Rob. What a series.
Really? And I'm going with the Suns,
-6.5 at home against the Pelicans. Chris, if the Pelicans win in Phoenix here, I would be stunned. I just,
Rob,
you know, they tied it up. It's 2-2. Yep. I just think the way the Suns lost, how they're feeling, you know,
they
went to the finals last year. I just think that this is their fight. Because if they lose this, they might get closed out in New Orleans in the next game.
Rob, and you know I picked the Suns to go all the way. Now, obviously, if they're without Booker, you know, I'm not bound to that. But I got to be honest, especially as they are right now. If Booker was playing, I would want them to just win. Man, you know, I'm not like a Suns fan. I kind of would like – I would like to see New Orleans keep playing.
Really?
Yeah, yes, I mean, really? they're just exciting. And Rob, and we'll get to this maybe tomorrow or another day, depending if they win tonight. But
right.
I also wonder, we asked Antonio Daniels last night, Rob, what if New Orleans were to win? Do you bring back Zion?
Yeah, you do.
For the next series.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
You know?
We'll talk about
so
it.
So I just think
might,
it's
they
really
might have
could
a
be
chance
exciting.
To do something, absolutely.
If they got Zion back, because who would they play? They're the 1-8. They would play Dallas.
Right.
All right. And they'd have a shot.
Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. Yeah. I'm just telling you who I bet on. All right.
All right. We started already. We're talking about the Suns. We're talking about the Suns and the Pelicans, Rob. And you have a take on the Suns. I like the Suns a lot when healthy. I think they had a wonderful year offensively and defensively. They were right there near the top of the league. I think Monty Williams is one of the best coaches in the league. Chris Paul playing great, although I think he has trouble doing it every game at his age. Doing, you know, like big-time scoring, which is what right. they need from him now without Booker. With Booker, I think they can win it. But without him, I don't. So we'll have to just see what his status is going forward.
Yeah, my only thing is, you know, this kind of happened last year in their favor. And now it's kind of the basketball gods. It's the other way around. And you just kind of deal with it. I know they were not happy with the officiating, Chris, and the disparity, right, in the free throws in the last yep. game. And I get that in basketball. We've seen it before. We're not new to the party, right? We've seen right. it in playoff games. And sometimes it stinks. It just does. But it happens. And there's nothing really else the Suns can do, but you're missing a big piece. And nobody cried. You weren't boo-hooing for the Lakers last year or for Denver or for the Clippers in the Western Conference Final. No Kawhi. Oh, this isn't fair. We don't want to win like this. I never heard anybody say that. It happens. And it happens to, you know, a lot of teams. And sometimes, I think Antonio said it, Chris. Didn't he say it yesterday? Go back through history and look at a lot of teams in the finals.
No
and the guys are missing. Guys are
no
hurt.
Question.
And it changes the complexion of the game. So I'm just saying, the Suns, you got the benefit last year, and now it's coming back to bite you. That's all.
Well, the thing is, though, Rob, they were bitten by the injury bug a bit themselves last year. So it wasn't like they
missed
were totally
a couple
healthy.
Games.
Well, he
I
missed the first
that.
Two games of the right. conference finals.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot. Yeah, that could be the end of a series.
But
they actually ended up winning those games. But
they
also,
I'm just saying, yeah, they were down in that Lakers series when Davis got hurt.
Right.
Jamal Murray's a big part of Denver. We know that. And Kawhi, not having Kawhi. I think if Kawhi played in that Western Conference Finals, that the Clippers would have went to the championship. I'm just, you know what I mean, just based off of it. Nah, there's no guarantee. But, you
right.
know, there's a good shot that they would have been able to do it because they played him to six games, if I remember, without him. You know.
No, it went six. Yeah,
right?
It went six.
Six,
and they were 2-2 with Chris. But oh, you know, they like
oh,
I said, they
lost
won,
the first two.
They were 2-2.
And if
well,
you remember,
Phoenix
Chris,
won the first two without Chris.
Right. Yeah. And if you remember the tip at the at game two. You remember they
yeah,
lost
yeah,
on an
yeah.
eight tip in or
yep.
something.
Yeah.
Like they were that
yep.
close from winning one game in that. That was a miracle
right.
shot at the end.
Right. Right. So, but we'll see. Yeah, injuries. Rob, Detroit's first championship with Isaiah and Dumars, Magic played 75 minutes in that series. Mm. Byron Scott, I believe, was out the entire series or most of it. So injuries, it's unfortunate. you know, but it is a part of the game, and it has been a part of playoff basketball for a long time. All right, we got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.